You're listening to On the Gonian, a news podcast from the Oswegonian. I'm your host, William Rogers. The Oswego State Club softball team have filed reports of harassment that have repeatedly occurred during their weekly practices on the softball field in front of Lee Hall. The incident involved two males repeatedly asking to join in on the game and staring at players inappropriately. Softball president Katrina Johnson:
"We went back and forth for a little while, you know, I let them know, like, you're making people uncomfortable."
Other incidents involved other people walking and driving past the field yelling various catcalls. The Student Association encourages students who may be a target of harassment to reach out to any available resources, including university police and Title IX. Hewitt Quad has fallen on dark times. The Department of Facilities and Maintenance has begun the process to replace old and broken light fixtures on campus in order to greater increase lighting coverage in brightened areas. Justin Tekminski, president of the Oswego State Residence Hall Association:
"There's been plenty of students who have complained, primarily that they just don't feel safe walking around campus due to the many dark spots that there are."
The renovations are said to be complete before the end of 2019. With winter fast approaching, many students have been caught off guard by the sudden changes in temperature. This week's issue of the Oswegonian lists many helpful tips and resources available to all students for the upcoming winter. The Student Association has recently pushed a movement to ban pizza and other food orders purchased by SA organizations. The bill, SLE.55.17, dubbed Too Much Pizza, pushes to stop organizations from spending unnecessary amounts of money. Many SA organizations feel the need to use up their unspent money and fear that they will lose their funding for the next semester. If passed, the bill will take effect in the 2020-2021 academic year. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to tune in next week.